brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, Wednesday, the 20th day of June 2012. You're listening on the radio. We are simulcast on XM 166 over 100 AM and FMs. If you're watching at prisonplanet.tv, you see some skulls sitting over here on the desk. You will find out why these skulls are sitting on my desk next Monday during the syndicated radio broadcast. I'm just going to leave it at that. That is a real human skull right there, and that is a real 65 million year old, they say, crocodile skull from the era of the dinosaurs. So there it is, and I will explain all of these items, the petrified wood, the calcified fossil of a nautilus. I will explain all of this coming up on Monday. The toilet paper sitting next to it has nothing to do with it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We have a big broadcast lined up for you today. Joining us from Rio de Janeiro, site of the World Government New World Order Conference, Mark Moreno, in the last 30 minutes of the third hour, will give us a breakdown from the scene of the crime. Here's the CNSNews.com headline, and they have the video of it. UN official, Western nations, quote, don't need more cars, more TVs, whatever. Need to pay that to the United Nations, as if shutting down the economy is going to help the third world when it does the opposite. We're going to be looking at medical crimes and all these attempts to ban soft drinks, popcorn, milk, spreading from New York, not just in New York City now, with Dr. Peter Glidden, a very popular guest when he had his maiden voyage with us a few months ago. He is going to be joining us. Now, first off, though, today, a lot of times you're on somebody's radio show or you're on a TV show, and the truth slaps you upside the head, how big it is, hidden in plain view, and the fact that we have not made a big enough deal about this subject. And you'll remember last year, the FEMA camp special that I had in my hands all in, of all the shows I consulted on and appeared in with Conspiracy Theory, top show on True TV with Jesse Ventura, that show, I'd say I was 85, 90% of the research. I mean, that was my baby. And it sent Homeland Security into a conniption fit, over the re-education camps, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. And I've gotten calls from program directors, and I've gotten calls from listeners, but I've been so busy, it's just feedback, that sometimes when we talk about FEMA camps and give out names, that the satellite has an EAS takeover system in it. So do some of the more advanced EAS systems at broadcast towers. Most of them are radio controlled. Some are wireless digital now. And they're breaking in there with NSA keyword software, listening for keywords, and then they scramble. They scramble the show. So I go on Mancal's radio show today, and he's listening right now via ISDN. And I go on his radio show, and a lot of the same stations carry my show, carry his show. And he was talking about how every time he talks about FEMA camps and emergency centers or Jesse Ventura's censored show, that's a topic he's really into. Every week I'm on, he seems to bring it up because he understands how big it is, that it's confirmed that Time Warner was visited by Homeland Security. It's confirmed they didn't re-air that show when they normally re-air them about 50 times over the year. It's confirmed that they went in and remotely erased the TiVos. I mean, I was sent, Time Warner executives gave me the orders saying that it was going to be taken down. I mean, I was given stuff where regional people were told, when you get calls about this, we've remotely erased it under orders from the government. So they don't want you knowing about this. We're going to break it down with the program director on air and Jesse Ventura with an interview that Mancal just did. It's going to premiere here. He did it off air when he finished his show. And we're going to get into drones, big developments. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live blasting out worldwide. We're going to have an incredibly jam-packed transmission today. So strap yourselves in. You found it at the front lines of the fight for human liberty worldwide against tyranny. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is the 20th day of June, 2012, on this Wednesday transmission. And I'll tell you about the guest and everything that's coming up here in just a moment. First off, here's some of the headlines at InfoWars.com. Ron Paul, there's no way I'm endorsing Romney. That's breaking at InfoWars.com in the featured news section right now. He says he has the delegates, but he doesn't have the hearts and the minds of the people. Yeah, I see nothing but Obama stickers. I only see a few of those. I've never seen a Romney sticker. Richard Reeves has seen one in Dallas. That would help him if he tried to choose Rand Paul as his running mate. Might excite people, but might also alienate Ron Paul supporters. Continuing here, when will we attack Syria? Another article by Ron Paul at InfoWars.com. Also, Romney, Bilderberg pick Rubio being vetted for VP. Continuing, we've got the interview yesterday with Daniel Estulin, The Great Game with author Daniel Estulin, breaking down world events, the latest intel from inside Bilderberg. Also, U.S.-Israel deployed flame computer virus to slow Iranian nuclear efforts, officials say, and flame is connected to Stuxnet. Well, of course that was from the U.S. and Israel. We told you that last year. But, oh, they'll probably get a Pulitzer Prize at the Washington Post for breaking this. What a joke. Continuing, will Russia and Chinese military forces on Syrian soil prevent Obama from bombing Syria, another big article on that front, and a very important story that I'll cover with Mark Moreno from Rio de Janeiro, where they're openly, the UN is saying, don't let people have cars, TVs, and, quote, whatever. And in Mexico and Canada are invited to join the secret of TPP, SPP negotiations for the North American Union. That is all coming up today. First off, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cover this in detail in the third hour today, ahead of Mark Moreno joining us. This is big. In fact, it's up at Infowars.com, but the place that's really covering it is DrudgeReport.com. You guys put that on screen for me. Thank you. And again, if you're a radio listener on XM 166 or on AM and FM, you go, what do you mean put it on screen? We're also simulcasting video feed at PrisonPlanet.tv, and then later it's archived as well at PrisonPlanet.tv, the full archive, and then later leaks out as we want it to all over the internet and our YouTube channel. But look at the photo at DrudgeReport.com. Privilege. Privilege. Obama declares executive privilege. Is that the same privilege where he tells Congress they don't have the power of the purse or that the UN gives him orders for war now? The president doesn't have privilege to commit crimes. Did Jerry Sandusky have privilege to molest children? Did Hitler have the privilege to line people up and shoot them even though he said he did? No, he didn't. And we'll go over some of those headlines there. This is breaking as we speak. Obama refuses to turn over Fast and Furious documents. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to go back to our newscast from earlier this year and one we did last year where we dug up the press conferences because the mainstream media will not pick this up. We put it out. We've got to do a new article. I got to get Kurt Nemo or Paul Watson or somebody to do it, showing Holder and all of them and Big Sis and Napolitano at meetings saying they were running gun tracing programs by the very names, not just saying they were shipping them into Mexico. Of course, they perjured themselves. It's an open and shut deal. Did Nixon have privilege? He declared executive privilege. Did that protect him? No. That's why we have the contest going to hang Obama dictator posters all over this country, because he is behaving like one, and behaving like one is trying to become one. We've got to break people out of their trance. I'd hang them up around local TV stations, and the anti-free speech people will attack it. That's what we want them to do. But side issue, we'll cover more of that later. Continuing, Obama refuses to turn over Fast and Furious documents. Flashback attacked, trying to hide behind executive privilege. I remember he did that over and over again with Bush. Grassley, assertion raises monumental questions over documents he supposedly never seen. Again, more perjury. Issa Holder, get ready for contempt vote. This is a constitutional crisis here, and it's clear that the Congress is in the right. Wow, I'm actually kind of liking what Congress is doing. Now, Holder's already threatened to bring out the fact that Bush was running similar programs. Difference is he didn't perjure himself on it. Report, Holder retracts claim Bush AG knew about Fast and Furious. See that little red linky? So now he's backing off. I predicted he would use that card, and from my intel, from Celia Castile and other DEA people, this was going on 6.5 years ago. Very interesting. Continuing, Obama campaign demands GOP group disclose donors. So all of that is unfolding, and Obama has declared privilege. Okay, let's stop right there. My problem is the lies are coming in so fast, I don't even have time to respond to this. And I've been in the nightmare scenario of Paul Watson being on semi-vacation the last week and a half because I got a lot of great writers, but I can always call Paul up and in like 1 minute send him some links. He understands the angles and goes with it. And now I don't get a hold of Paul the last few days on his cell phone, anywhere. He's supposed to be back in England today. So, Watson, I'm calling you out here on air, buddy boy. Maisie Bird, I'm just joking. The point is that he was visiting family in France. His parents moved to France. The point is that I'm so busy, I've missed a lot of stuff that's going on. I discovered this morning that there are hundreds of news articles out in the last 3 days saying I'm a liar and saying that Infowars.com is deceptive. and saying that there are no drones in the skies watching the American people, and that Megyn Kelly at Fox News is wrong about a couple weeks ago reporting on our story. Our stories, we got linked on Drudge and got picked up, but it was actually out of the Omaha newspaper. And she said, okay, the EPA is not spying on farmers and ranchers with drones. They're doing it with manned aircraft. Yeah, Cessnas. They even got some bigger, more expensive aircraft. But if you read the fine print of the article we linked to, in our article, EPA using drones to spy on cattle ranchers in Nebraska and Iowa, and Watson also wrote an article, this is Kurt Nimmo's article, back on June 4th, a week and a half ago. If you read it, what we link to, it's the government announcing that they're launching these and that they're using national parks as the bases, and they've built 60-plus bases, and their police from Texas to Minnesota, and I've got all those articles, saying that they're getting them through grants with the Department of Defense and moving to arm them. And the 30,000 drone number comes out of the $40-plus billion funding package that the Washington Post reported on a few months ago to launch, quote, 30,000 drones by 2012, including thousands this year. Now, if you scroll down in the article, Kurt's article, you can see the link to the Omaha News article that goes over all of this. EPA defends aerial surveillance. And it just goes over that, and they've been using drones for surveillance. In fact, I have Wired Magazine and CBS where they use it on those farmers in North Dakota. And the Department of Defense Air Force ran it. The cows kept breaking into their land. They said, that's it. Fourth time it's happened, we're keeping your cows. We've had that happen to our cows. We've had people the first time they get into somebody's property, they go, nope, we're keeping them. We're like, all right, well, I mean, that's not kosher in ranching, but it happens 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Or, you know, they get in with your prize cattle and somebody's got a breed, you know, you don't want to mix with your cows, and it gets in and sires a bunch of, you know, whatever. Sure, you can go ahead and keep cattle. That's common law. That's a side issue, though. The point is that they use drones there. I've pulled up this morning articles where they announced 3 years ago they were using drones to spy on people, and where they were using satellites 5, 6 years ago in the U.S. and Europe to spy on people. And is there runoff from your cows into a creek? Is there dust? Is there dust from your plow? Is there dust in your barn? $2,000 a day fines. I mean, this is all on record, and there are no exaggeration. Because Google gives a number. Over 300 articles the last 2 days, over 500 in the last week that I just missed, saying Alex Jones is a liar, Matt Drudge is an idiot for linking to our story. And that basically there are no drones. The LA Times is schizophrenic. They have articles about America's concerned about drones. There's fear of civil liberties. They're being launched. They're being armed. The same day, they've got articles showing a grandpa shooting the weather vane and saying, I killed the drone. And his wife goes, no, you know, you just shot the weather vane. So they've got countless articles saying it's a hoax that 30,000 drones are being launched, that predators are in the sky. And again, this is the disdain that the corporate prostitute media has. And I don't even know how to respond to this. Here it is out of the Missoulian. Ryberg backs off claim of EPA drone surveillance. And it goes on to demonize one of the local politicians resisting it. The drone story has been circulated several days by right-wing media before Ryberg wrote Jackson. Conservative, and there's a bill in Congress trying to kill drones right now. Rand Paul's introduced, and it's getting steam. So, see, there's a bill in the House, and he's trying to get one introduced in the House as well through the Senate. But the point is, they know there's a major heat. They tried to roll these out in our face. It was on every newscast out there how they're going to have weapons. They're watching you. That's the way it is. Pentagon's, you know, the Secretary of the Army says we're going to put armed troops in every city. Council on Foreign Relations. And it didn't work. Everybody kind of got upset. Everybody got up in arms. States got mad. So they're like, wait. I actually have articles here saying none of this exists and there are no drones. This is how dumb they think you are. Here it is. And it goes on to say conservative talk show host Alex Jones published the bogus drone story on his website, Infowars.com, complete with a photograph of a military drone flying through blue skies. No, you're the liars. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, for the balance of the hour, we're going to break some news right out of a science fiction movie, but it's really happening. And it needs to be investigated. The press out there that's not totally controlled and not, you know, absolute criminals working with the globalists needs to investigate this and needs to look at this. Now, just like I told you a decade ago, there was a plan to convert the entire military to drones and robots so that it wouldn't matter if the troops said no to unlawful orders. They could just have the automated systems carry it out. And now they're reporting on the LA Times and other publications that for several years, the Pentagon has had autonomous drones flying on their own, killing on their own in the sky. 30,000 drones for the U.S. skies were announced in the Washington Post. Police departments all over the United States, including 5 departments here in Texas, are getting armed drones. That is in the news. They put in for Homeland Security grants. The system sold this to the public, and there was a backlash, so they did their old trick of saying, doesn't exist. And later, I'm going to get into it. Hundreds of articles, I only printed 10 or 15 or so, saying it doesn't exist and that I'm a liar. And that the EPA is not surveilling farmers. And then they go to one case and go, oh, the EPA is in their own aircraft with humans flying it, not drones. Really, I have the news articles that we link to where they've announced drone bases and that they are using drones and spy satellites. And I'm going to go over that. But instead, they just say right-wing extremist Alex Jones, he put out the article and that evil Matt Drudge picked it up. Really, I'm going to read to you Wired Magazine, Washington Post, CBS News, LA Times from the last month admitting what we reported on. I'm going to show the LA Times contradicting the LA Times. But you all saw them announce the drones. You've seen the drones. Drones are crashing all over the country and almost flying into aircraft. You know about this. I've got the London Telegraph with documents that have gone public where they're calling it the Banker Union, and the bankers call it their new kingdom in Europe and admit they've taken over. How many years have I told you it's a banker coup? We're right. The bought and paid for media tries to sell you on tyranny. You wake up and they come after you. There's LA Times. Police employ predator drones, spy planes on home front. Now, this is a short segment. He'll be with us to the end of the hour. He's Eric Mancal Mueller, syndicated radio host. And he's got a clip that he just got where he talked to Jesse Ventura. He's going to play part of it here. He's got a program director. Also, a tape of that. We can get the director on if we want. We're probably going to pipe him in. He's connected with us from Chicago to our studios in Austin, Texas. And everything he's about to cover dovetails with the drones and all the rest of it. But remember, they announced years ago, and now it's the cell phones they admit listen to you without warrants. They announced, yes, the president's going to break in and force your phone to stop the call or the surfing and make you listen to a message from him. That's mainstream news. All of this is happening, and there's EAS in the satellites, the communication satellites, and at all the radio stations where the government can override and take over FEMA, the shadow government, and most importantly, can listen for keywords with NSA software and override it. Mancal has gotten more than 50 calls, multiple program directors. I've gotten these calls as well, that when we talk about FEMA camps, it's not all stations, they're testing it. FEMA camps, emergency centers, or Ventura show being censored, where they went in and remotely erased the information. We're going to go to Mancal right now. Mancal, we're about to go to break, but tell us what you're about to break when we come
Alex,
back.
Alex, this is blockbuster stuff. I mean, this is, oh my God, I'm a little bit, my hands are shaking. This is so terrifying. And you told me about this Ventura situation. We got him when he got off the plane from Mexico. He had no idea what the heck was going on. We alerted him to this. This is bigger than anybody imagined. In fact, people in TV, forget radio, people in TV didn't know the government had the powers that they have. And we're going to talk about it. I've got Jesse Ventura, his first word on it, coming up. Plus, program directors talking about how my show and your show being scrambled. I mean, good night, Irene. This is frightening.
You're right. And it's when we talk about FEMA camp, so we're going to talk to Mancal, Mancal.com.
Nobody may be hearing this right now. No, this may not even be on the radio right now.
By the way, you're going to have that Ventura clip, but you're also going to be, I know you have the tape from this morning of the program director who's too scared to talk with his name openly, but can we pipe him in live, too, in about 10 minutes?
Let me try to get him.
Okay, stay there. Okay. Mancow.com is the website. This is big, folks. This is the technocracy. This is the big secret they're going to use during martial law collapse. This is happening. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Richard Nixon claimed executive privilege on lying to Congress and obstructing justice. Did it work for him? He said it's not illegal. It was illegal when the president does it. Well, now Obama said there were no documents, but now he's saying executive privilege. He's not going to release them on shipping guns into Mexico. These are terrorists. They did this to blame the Second Amendment. Those memos got covered by CBS News, of all places. This is serious information, and Obama is backed into a corner. Now, listen, they put in EAS, expanding the Emergency Broadcast Center, in 1996. Now, 2 years ago, FEMA announced, hey, the president might start popping in whenever he wants, or government at large, or your local fusion center, taking over radio, TV, and your cell phone. Now it's begun in tests in New York and New Jersey this year. And by the way, folks got really mad. When you're on the phone, it drops and it takes over with text and audio and soon video. Apple's iOS 6 includes government alerts. LA Times says you cannot override the executive alerts from the criminal in chief. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond 1984. Now listen, It's on record that Jesse Ventura's show got censored. Threats, Homeland Security visits. I'm not supposed to get into all of it because I was told in confidence. They erased off the DVRs by remote control the FEMA camp special. Now, ManCal, Eric Mueller with his syndicated show are on a lot of the same stations, a lot of great program directors and listeners out there that like the show, that every time he talks about FEMA camps, and they've recorded this at the stations, he's played it. Every time he talks about FEMA camps, Rex 84, things like this, he gets scrambled. That's what the EAS system does when it starts to take over. Now, they've got them in the satellites, too. It's not just at the broadcast tower wired in as the final piece of equipment. This is amazing information. So I want to bring Eric Mueller, ManCal, ManCal.com, up here because he got a program director on this morning while I was on talking about it, and the program director was scared. I'm not saying the program director's bad, but, folks, if we give into this fear, they win. We've got to admit this is going on, just like the drones. They admit they're launching drones. There's a backlash. Legislation's introduced at the state and federal level. Suddenly, oh, they don't exist. ManCal, what's happening here? You've got the floor. Tell folks what's happening. Get to the audio clips that you have.
I have so much to talk about. Look, firstly, Alex, just minutes ago, I mean, this news broke that Eric Holder is not going to be held responsible. I know this drives you crazy. It drives me crazy when people do it. But I want to mention something quickly. Right there on your border where you broadcast, you and I have hung out there, I mean, men, women, and children were executed. They did this so that we would see children killed, right? Always for the children. Whenever a politician mentions the children, it means you're going to lose your freedom, or your taxes are going up, or they're going to be some kind of fine or something. They use our children against us. So this government gave guns to drug lords. Massacres happen, including our own agent, an American agent. The documents come out about Fast and Furious. They snicker that it was about the Vin Diesel movie, Fast and Furious, and executive privilege, and they do what they want, and end of story. I mean, this is frightening. Now, you tipped me off to this Jesse Ventura situation. I talked about it, how that this is the Alex, this is the story, and we'll play it here in a second, okay? And I want to say to all of your listeners, and my listeners were shocked by this. I had it on TiVo. You're my friend, you're part of it, so I have a season pass. I had it, I never got to see it. DVRs, you know, blank DVDs, people that record these things. The government went into every home. This is a very successful show, the highest rated show on True TV. The government went into every home, went into my TiVo, and erased it. Erased this TV show that you consulted on. So we talked about it on the radio. And when we talked about it, well, they scrambled it. Now, I have on, it's actually not a program director, it's a general manager. I don't want to say who he is. He's very nervous. Because, look, these stations are licensed from the government. You have to understand, I've had government thugs come in and say, you know, you're licensed to the government. You know your mother owes this amount on her house. You have a brother that does this. You know that there's a license for his business. You know that, and that's what they do. They strong arm you so that you shut up. So I don't want to get anybody in trouble here, but this is one of the guys, you know, of many that runs the show. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, I'm driving in. I'm listening to the station. It's a good interview. We're about to hear about FEMA camps. You're talking to Jesse Ventura, and all of a sudden, the station completely goes off the air. And I've just spent a lot of money on engineering work. I've had the engineers in the in the studio. I've had them at the transmitter site. Everything is tip top. And I get in, and the engineer running the show looks like he's seen a ghost, and he said that phone's ringing off the hook, and people are calling from all over the area saying that just as you were about to finally get to the, you know, you guys had some chit-chat, and you talked about other stuff, and right when you get to the FEMA stuff, we were completely taken off the air. And we checked on it, and the transmitter was, like, powered down. Now, I'm not an engineer. I don't know what can happen, but I don't know what's going on.
I've heard this from Alex. I've heard this from 60 different people in management positions around America. Yes, you and I share several stations. Alex, can I continue?
Yes, continue with the interview.
All right. No. Look, I don't want to move in on your territory here, but let me play. I mean, we've gotten thousands of messages. I want to play some interesting messages that I received, and I also want to give out my number. We give out your website almost every day on my show. I want to give out the number. If people have witnessed this or they want to add to this conversation, I want to hear from them. 877-MAN-COW-9, 877-MAN-COW, the number 9.
I agree. That's why I wanted to get you on today, because we've got to do a major investigation. It's admitted Homeland Security went and visited True TV and made sure it only aired once.
Right.
After the one airing, they flipped out. That's on record. That was in newspapers that the congressman admitted that he went and had Homeland Security do this. I mean, what a thug. And then it started getting erased off DVRs, and then I got internal stuff from a major city Time Warner manager that, hey, if you get calls, don't answer it, but we were ordered by the government to remotely erase all of this.
Imagine the government going into your TV, into your VCR, into your DVD player, into your DVR, and erasing it.
But that's the future of this censorship, and we're going to talk about that later. Yeah, go to these clips.
All right, well, here's the thing. A guy actually was listening and called me, and you're going to hear that. Let me
next message.
I'm working trucking. I got everybody listening to your station. Problem is, every time Mancow talks about something extremely controversial, like the FEMA camps, the prison, stuff like that, your radio station goes out. It's completely shut out. I figure you guys might want to know.
End of message.
Okay, hold on.
Next message.
Yo, Mancow, believe it or not, every now and then you get scrambled on certain stations when you talk about certain subjects, and not all of them do it. That's how I know they're scrambling you. You should investigate some of that.
Well, we're doing it.
These antennas that they have that are cell phone towers, you might want to go research that. They're not cell phone towers. It's more like a Tesla tower that sends cable signals, cell phone communications. It even sends electricity. It does it all. And that's how they're tapping in and blocking you and jacking
with
your station.
I want the message.
Keep up the good work, man.
Okay, I want the message where the guy plays what I sound like scrambled. And it's usually when I have you on, Alex. Thank you very much.
Well, listen. Yeah. We're such a small crew. You're a small crew. But I get program directors calling up saying that when you talk about things, the EAS cuts us off. Will you please call me? And then I've gotten so conditioned to know this is going on, I don't even have time to call them because I'm literally running 15, 16. I mean, I left here last night at 9:45 in the evening. But yes, we know this is going on, and we know that they have this power. And we know that they have openly announced that they're already breaking in with President Obama taking over people's cell phones. I mean, they're testing.
Right.
Let's ask the general manager there what he thinks of this and what his engineer thought.
Well, it's scary because when you're in my position, your priority number one isn't ratings, it isn't sales, it's to keep the license. The government can take your license from you. If they take your license from you, a lot of people don't know this, your station, your business is gone. So I have to do everything they say. In fact, I just had to order a new $1,000 box for the government. The new EAS box is $1,000, and it's mandatory that we have to have it in the studio. Whatever box we had last month, it's no longer good enough. We have to have whatever this new thing is.
And by the way, they did a takeover thing earlier in the year, and it screwed up stations all over the country. They're doing it on TV, and they admit they're going to start doing government announcements. You go to Walmarts now, they have jumbotrons with Big Sis saying, watch everyone. Highway checkpoints. The president's acting like Nixon. Again, though, this is confirmed that Homeland Security ordered the Jesse Ventura show that particular now the word is they're not going to let the third season air. But here's what I want to tell the general manager. I understand, quote, it's licensed, but they're outside their purview when they're doing this. It's time for all of us and the different broadcaster organizations to get together and defend the First Amendment, or we're going to lose it all. And they're trying to bring the fairness doctrine back in. They're trying to censor the internet. We've got to say no to these people.
Yeah. Listen, I want to play the guy listening. Can I play it, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have Jesse Ventura. I don't know if you have time for this, but Jesse responded to this situation, and you told me you couldn't reach him. He was in Mexico, and when I told him, he was shocked. And anyway, here we go.
Next message.
Yeah, Mancow, listen to what it sounds like when they're scrambling my station when you say important stuff. Listen. Yep. They're scrambling you, dude.
There you go. There you go. Jesse Ventura, do you want to hear him?
Yes, let's hear that.
All right, let's roll that. Guys, do we have it? Let's roll it. Alex wants it. Are you there, caller? Hello?
I'm here. What's up?
Okay, Jesse Ventura's on now. Jesse, are you there?
Yes, I am.
This is what we had. I want you to hear this, Jesse. This is huge news. This is a firestorm, my friend. Okay, this is one of the station managers. I've had over 60 call me now. And what happened when Jesse Ventura and I were talking?
I'm glued to the radio, and all of a sudden, it completely goes off the air.
We were yanked off the air. Nobody at your station knows how it happened. I've heard this from everybody. That's a guy that runs my show successfully in a city, pick a city, USA. And, Jesse, this has been happening.
Next message.
Yo, man, cow, believe it or not, every now and then you get scrambled on certain stations.
Next message.
Yeah, man, cow, listen to what it sounds like when they're scrambling my station when you say important stuff. Listen.
That's what it sounds like, Jesse.
Lightning.
Yep. They're scrambling you, dude.
And a message.
Fork and Trucking. I got everybody listening to your station. Problem is, every time Mankow talks about something extremely controversial, like the FEMA camps, prison, stuff like that, your radio station goes out.
Alex Jones.
I figure you guys might want to know.
And a message.
Jesse, what the hell is going on, brother? I had you on, and they yanked me off, the government.
Well, I'll tell you, you're obviously a target because you're talking about things that they don't want out to the general public. That's the best thing I can come up with. Do I know that for sure? No, I'm not privy, but, you know, it seems pretty strange, and, you know, clearly they have the power to do it. You know, they got the power to do a whole bunch of things that the general public isn't always aware of. Look at my television show. We've done 8 more episodes. They were done in November and due to go on in January. They haven't seen the light of day, and the excuse I'm getting is, oh, we still have to do some more editing.
Brother, so that's what they're going to do now. In the digital age, they just punch in a word. And any time something's mentioned that they don't want, it's just going to be removed.
Yeah, very well. We live in a country of censorship today. There's no doubt about it, in control. And whom do we have to blame for it? The Democrats and Republicans.
Well, that's a bit of it, Alex.
Absolutely. And, again, they confirm that they erased it off TiVos everywhere. We talked to multiple big city managers of cable at one time Warner, a major city, who's a listener. And they sent us the order saying, don't respond. We've remotely erased this. We know you're getting calls about it. Do not respond. This is secret. And so, again, they erased it, but it's on record that congressman got caught and had to admit the secret camps to the American people in that FEMA camp threat fusion center takeover piece. And so they sent Homeland Security over there. A bunch of stuff happened behind the scenes. Break-ins, threats. I'm not supposed to get into all of it. In fact, I better shut up right now because I'm told this in confidence and then I'm not. But the congressman admits he called Time Warner and all this, and they never aired it again. And then now, this is what I've heard. When we talk about FEMA camps or we talk about NSA stuff, some of our stations get cut off. And we're not sure if it's the EAS because it's not all the stations. And you would think it's the satellite, but it would be all the stations. I think they're testing it, man, Cal. What do you think's happening?
You know, Alex, I know I'm a little bit freaked out right now. I know that we always, for years, we've had to run these tests of the emergency broadcast system, right? We run the tests so the government can jump in at any time. And little did I know when I was running those tests, which I've always heard from engineers and everybody else, were completely unnecessary. But we find out now that really it's just so they can assume control. The Internet can, I mean, look at Nick Wallenda. They had a program in place when, you know, this guy, number one ratings, this stunt show. You know the guy that walked over Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
ABC, every time, it was a live event, but they had a...
Every time he thanked God, they would talk over him.
Well, or every time he mentioned Jesus or God, they just, live on TV, they just took it right out. And words that they don't like, they're just going to remove.
Tell folks about the Academy Award winner, what he told you. It's just like Shazam.
Hey, oh, this is huge. This is huge. I wish I could name this guy. Major media outlets, I alerted them to this, and man, they were terrified when I told them this. And you can fill in the blank, Alex, but we can't do it on the air. Just like you, I can't reveal these sources or it kills me, you know, and it kills them. Look at Breitbart. I mean, I believe they literally killed him. my opinion. No, Academy Award winning director said, look, they don't want books. They don't want DVDs. They don't want anything. They want everything digital. That's what Kindle and all this stuff is about. So that if there's a book or an idea or a pamphlet or a song or something that that causes trouble for the powers that be, they just push a button and it's gone.
Kindle remotely erased last year, 1984, off of hundreds of thousands of people's system, and they did it to a bunch of other books that people had bought. And I have a Supreme Court ruling today. It's up at InfoWars.com, where they're saying you can't even sell your used iPhone to somebody. It's copyright violation, and that's what Shazam is. I've been told by high-level national security people. I talked to a retired NSA guy, and he said that was the plan 10 years ago, just like Shazam. He said, Alex, you know how Shazam, you can hold it up and know what music it is?
Yeah.
You know the guy that does Optimus Prime's voice? Autobots roll out.
Yeah.
His voice is copyrighted, and they can erase it internet-wide with a system they put out, a viral order they put out. They could erase your voice, my voice, forever in a matter of hours off the internet. This is the control of total digitization and the cloud computing grid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, look, Ayn Rand, Fountainhead, you don't like it? You just erase it, and it's gone forever. It's gone forever. 1984 or Brave New World, you push a button and it's gone. And this is what this government wants.
You push a button, Mancow's gone. You push a button, Ron Paul's gone. You push a button, Jesse Ventura's gone. You push a button, Alex Jones is gone. We've got to wake up to this.
Here, God Almighty.
Mancow, stay there. We should get excited. We should get angry. A human revolt against the technocracy they're using against us. Straight ahead, more Mancow. I'm Alex Jones, right here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Stay with us. We're also streaming video right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
This is not America. Drones in the skies. The CIA director came out 2 months ago in Wired magazine and said, yeah, all your appliances are watching you. The headline was, your dishwasher is watching you. This stuff is really going on. We're paying for technology to have backdoor grids built into it. I saw a headline that the communist Chinese, everything we buy has backdoors for them. That's because the Pentagon and the people running our country demand it. This is incredible, the technocracy that's being established. We have that general manager of the radio station there, but I want people to understand something. Mancow and I are not joking, okay? It's real that they're announcing that the government's going to start taking your phone over with messages. It's real that the EAS more and more is taking stations over and they're practicing nationwide broadcast by the president. It's real that we're getting reports when we talk about certain things, it just suddenly gets scrambled. Okay, we're on a different satellite than Mancow. So this is super creepy. These are folks that will ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And I was not criticizing the general manager of that station for, you know, wanting to, you know, stay below the radar. I think that's prudent up front. But as groups, they should get together and say, no, you're not going to just take over whenever you want now. And you're not just going to, I mean, you're a general manager. I'm sure you know they're trying to tell stations now, get ready for government mandated programming where they're going to have blocks where the EAS takes over and tunes you to a frequency to make you carry their programming. I mean, are you concerned about that, sir, as a general manager of a station?
You know, I'm not concerned. What I'm concerned about is Breitbart showing up dead, and, you know, I've got little kids. You guys have little kids. I'm not some bombastic host that's out there talking about the problems. I'm some guy that, you know, tries to get advertising to support the station.
No, I understand. I understand. Right. But they're going to get us all.
He's mentioning Breitbart because we believe Breitbart was killed.
Oh, I do too. But yeah. I mean, I understand what he's saying. He's saying this isn't. But I'm saying we've all got a dog in this fight because this is it. I mean, if they take over, that's what we've got to be afraid of.
Alex, yeah. Alex, look, I had the Secret Service come after me, good cop, bad cop, and they said, look, Bill Clinton's in town. This was for the Democratic National Convention with Bill Clinton. They said, we don't want to hear, we do not want you to mention Bill Clinton. And they talked about my mother. They talked about the radio station. At that time, $174 million license, $174 million. They said, don't say Bill Clinton's name once. We know where you live. We know your kids. We know your... And so guess what I did? I didn't say anything.
It's incredible what this country... No, exactly. I'm not criticizing anybody, but let me ask the guy this.
I understand people listening going, oh, what a punk, what a loser. Really? You're gonna lose everything? You're going to lose somebody $174 million? You're gonna lose your family? You're going to lose your house?
I understand all that. Well, I've had them here, too, and I've told them
sure,
to jump in the lake.
But
I understand that's why they want to
end up like Breitbart. I've got kids, man.
I understand. But we're all going to end up like Breitbart or like the Germans did if we don't turn this around. Let me give the general manager the final word on his station. All I'm saying is, do we see the danger if we all just give into this? You're obviously not giving in. You had the courage to at least call in, sir.
Yeah. I mean, giving in, it's easy to say that I'm not giving in because I'm airing, Mancow's
exactly,
show.
Exactly.
I guess the way to really push it would be to, you know, to put you on, to put him on, and let everybody, you know, with multiple voices really go crazy and really talk to people about what's going on.
Exactly.
It is scary, and they shouldn't be able to do anything to a radio station. The only thing that should take the station off the air is that the power is down, and we have backup generators for that stuff. But now we've got these boxes at my station.
Wow.
Well, look, any engineer will tell you, under the federal reg, it's got to be wired in as the final piece. It has to be in control at the tower and at the station. Incredible, sir. God bless the general manager there, name not to be mentioned here. This is the point we've gotten to here in this country. And email us at showtips@infowars.com. If you're a program director and want to tell us about this, or if you're a listener and have witnessed it, we'll do a little bit more with Mancow than our next guest back in 60 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm